朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
请听哦，
Please listen.
这是耶稣的心意。
This is the will of Jesus.
你们给他们吃吧。
You feed them.
弟兄姐妹们，你记得不记得刚才我们所看的，耶稣基督看见他们就怜悯他们。
You see, Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them.
耶稣基督所看见的不是因为他们没有食物吃。
Jesus saw them not because they have no food.
耶稣基督看见他们好像牧人，好像羊没有牧人一样。
Jesus saw them as they were sheep without shepherd.
哦，他们在那里危险的当中。
During their time of danger,
他们在困苦的当中
the time of difficulty,
他们在害怕的当中
during the time of fear,
他们在爱我的当中
during the time of suffering,
他们在死亡的边线在那里徘徊
the edge of death,
他们的生命就这样子一下子就 gone,
their life will be gone quickly,
羊没有牧人
the sheep was our shepherd,
就在那里流浪、啊、
they were wandering,
很容易被野兽 吃掉了
Eaten by the wild animals. 很
容易冻死了。
Many can be frozen to death.
也很容易饿死了。
They can be starving to death.
他也可能会掉死。掉在洞里头。掉在悬崖里头。
Fall down the cliff and die.
弟兄姐妹们，请听啊。
Brothers and sisters, please listen.
耶稣说，他就怜悯他们。
Jesus has compassion on them.
今天上帝要我们每一个人都看见。
God wants each one of us to see.
在你的前面。
In front of you.
在我的前面。
In front of me.
在我们的周围。
Surrounding us.
有多少的人。
There are many people.
他们好像羊没有牧人一样。
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
最主要的耶和华耶稣在这里就讲到他们心灵上的饥渴、饥饿。
God is thirsty.In their inner heart and soul.
他们是在一个危险的当中。
They're in place of danger.
他们是在死亡的边线徘徊。
They're walking on the edge of death.
因为没有人领导他们。
Because nobody will lead them.
没有人喂养他们。
Nobody will feed them.
没有人医治他们。
Nobody will heal them.
亲爱的主，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，耶稣说：“你们给他吃吧。”
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "You feed them."
对我们基督徒来说，那是说属灵的饥饿。
That is the spiritual thirst.
今天在你的周围，虽然有很多很多有钱的人。
There are many people surrounding you, many rich people.
虽然有很多很多有地位、有智慧的人。
High status, a lot of wisdom.
但是我可以告诉各位，他们里头是非常的虚空。
I tell you, they're very much empty inside
their hearts. 他们心里当中是非常的饥饿。
And they are so thirsty inside and hungry.
神说需要你，需要我去喂养他们。
God said, needs you and me to feed them.
使他们能够饱足。
So that they will be full.
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有实力的看见多少的人，因为他们没有神，没有希望。
You see, so many people without God have no hope.
有多少的人，他们在生死之间的在那挣扎。
They were struggling between life and death.
有多少的人，为什么这个过不去了就自杀了？为什么呢
？Some people that they cannot go through the difficulty and commit suicide.
因为他们心灵里头就得不着满足、安慰、鼓励和盼望。
Because they are so unable to.Suffer through loneliness, depression.
今天耶稣基督对我们圣道堂每一个弟兄姐妹说
，Jesus said to each one of brothers and sisters in ECBC,
你们去喂饱他们。
You go and feed them well.
他们饥渴了。
They were hungry and thirsty.
他们灵里所需要的就是 耶稣基督的生命的粮。
In their spirit, they need the bread of life of Jesus.
如果你去看马约翰福音第六章，讲完了又分了五个饼两条鱼，完了以后，耶稣下面说：“我就是生命的粮。”
John chapter 6, Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life."
弟兄姐妹，你愿意不愿意？愿意不愿意成来满足主耶稣基督的心意，把主耶稣基督是生命的粮来供应他们，来喂养他们。
Are you willing to be satisfying the will of Jesus to supply the bread of life of Jesus to these people?
阿摩斯书告诉我们怎么说
？Amos tells us，
这个人饥渴不是因为没有饼。
People hungry not because there's no bread.
人干渴不是因为没有水。
They're hungry, thirsty not because there's no water.
那是因为没有上帝的话。
Because they lack the word of God.
没有耶稣基督的福音。
There's no gospel Jesus.
耶稣基督是生命的粮。
Jesus is the bread of life.
唯有耶稣基督给他们喂养他们，他们才能够心灵真正得到满足。
When Jesus feeds them, they will be satisfied in the inner soul.
第二句话。
The second sentence.
我觉得非常的重要。
I feel very important.
耶稣说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
Jesus said, "You give them something to eat."
我们怎么给他吃呢
？How can we give them something to eat?
即使我们有二十两银子，我们买一点，我去买饼，他们也不能吃饱哎。
Even we spend money, we cannot buy enough for them to be full.
这里有一个小孩子。
This is young child here.
他的妈妈给他准备一个五个饼两条鱼。本来我去买鱼去买小鱼来给你们看看，
yep.
但是我没有时间去买了呀。应该我去买五个饼两条鱼给你们看看了。
And、this the mother of the child prepared five loaves bread and two small fish for this child.
这一个小孩子，他的妈妈为他做一个晚上的一个晚上的一个 dinner。
His mother of the child prepared this dinner for this child.
这个小孩子就拿出来了。
And this child took this out.
安德烈就把他找到了。
And you found this person.
他说：“耶稣啊，我们这里只有五个饼两条，只有听见，只有啊，只有，只有，只有。
We only have five loaves of bread.
啊，要 emphasize 这两个字，要注重这来，我们这里只有五个饼两条鱼啊。
We only have five loaves of bread and two fish.
分给那么多的人不够的呀。
It's not enough for these people to eat.
不要说分给他们，就是分给十二个门徒也不够了。
It's not enough for even for the 12 disciples.
五个饼两条鱼，小饼小鱼，就是给彼得一个人都不够了。你说对不对？你说对不对
？Small loaves of bread, small fish, not even enough for 12, maybe not enough for Peter alone.
请听好下面一句话。
Please pay attention.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
五个饼两条鱼
，five loaves of bread and two fish.
那么少
，so little.
不行不行
，Not enough，
对不对啊
？Did Jesus say that？
拿回去
，Take it back，
是不是这样子
？Did Jesus say that？
胖姐妹是不是这样子啊？不是啊，我们五千多个人，一万个人，现在呢，他们拿出五个饼两条鱼，我们只有五个饼两条鱼，耶稣怎么说
？Facing 5,000 to 10,000 people, it's only five loaves of bread and two fish.
要给五千人吃饱，可以不可以啊
？Would it be enough？
当然在门徒们道都不行了只有 only
they only had five loaves of bread and two fish
但是耶稣怎么说
what did Jesus say
哎呀下面一句话我很喜欢怎么说
what did Jesus say
他的心意怎么说
what did Jesus say
拿过来给我
bring them here to me
弟兄姐妹耶稣基督没有是只有五个饼两条鱼呀、啊
Jesus didn't say it's only five loaves of bread and fish.
耶稣是宝贵这个五个饼两条鱼、啊。
Jesus treasured the loaves of bread and fish.
他说：“把这个五个饼两条鱼拿来给我。”
Bring them to me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，要解决五千多个人吃饱，耶稣基督的心意就是第二点，那是说要我们自取能力的秘诀。
This is the mystery, the method of obtaining strength is to give it to Jesus.
交给主。
Give it to Jesus.
你说不行。
You say no, not possible.
你说不够。
You say not enough.
你说不能。
You say impossible.
你说不配。
You say not worthy.
耶稣说交给我。
Jesus say give it to me.
弟兄姐妹们，问题就是说你肯不肯。
Question is, are you willing?
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
虚而微小。
even though so small.
耶稣没有鄙视他，没有轻看他。耶稣说：“给我。”
Jesus did not look down. He said, "Give it to me." 弟兄姐妹，
你愿意不愿意把你今天仅有的这个人所占所有的，你奉献给主？
Are you willing to give your possessions, all that you have, to Jesus?
我告诉各位哦
，I tell you,
不要小看你年轻。
Don't think you're young. Look down.
什么时候我们把我们自己五饼两条鱼这个不起眼的、不重要的奉献给主，交给主
？Sometimes something that you think is not important to give to Jesus.
情形不同，你可以看见情形不同。
You can see miracles happening.
耶稣说：“拿过来给我。”你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing？
你肯不肯
？Are you willing？
今天五千多个人就是在乎你肯不肯把这个饼仅有的来奉献给上帝。
For the 5,000 people to be fed, only asking, are you willing to give what you have?
我告诉各位哦
，I tell you，
你知道我们这个礼拜堂漂不漂亮
？You see how beautiful the church is.
大家说漂不漂亮
？It's a beautiful church or not?
你不漂亮，我叫人把它打掉它。
If you say no, not beautiful, demolish it.
我告诉你哦，我刚我开始这个教会的时候，我们是搬来搬去啊。
When we started the church, we moved from place to place.
后来我们在 Fraser 50街那里。
Fraser East 50th Avenue.
我们人越来越多了。
People grew.
结果实在不行了，我们要或者是要盖一个礼拜堂，或者是要买一个地盖。
You have to build a church to buy a piece of land.
长老，我讲错了，你提醒我啊，我是不会错的，我这个脑子很清楚了。那个时候我们手中只有30万。
We have only $300,000.
我们人很多，我们要买个礼拜堂，或者说我们要盖地。
Either we buy a church building or build a church.
只有三十万。
We only have $300,000.
这个礼拜堂多少钱？
How much it cost to build this church?
你们应该知道，这个礼拜堂完全盖好了，这个地里电买物这个建物多少钱
？How much it built cost to build this church?
700万。
$700,000.
现在我们就30万。
We only have $7 million. We only have $300,000.
你说这30万有用没有
？Is that $300,000 enough?
耶稣说拿过来给我。
Jesus said, "Give it to me."
当我们决定要盖礼拜堂，要买礼拜堂，或者是要盖礼拜堂的时候
，We said we would either buy a church building or build a church.
我永远不忘记，我一直在这里做见证。
I cannot but forget.
我在其他的教会也做见证。
I gave testimony other churches as well.
那是1989年或者88年。
1988-1989.
我们准备要买礼拜堂，或者是要盖。
We were preparing either buy a church building or build a new church.
手中就有30万。
Only $300,000.
我永远不忘记从上海来的一位弟兄叫曾振华。
A brother from Shanghai, Brother Zheng.
跟他的太太。
And his wife.
他在我们教会，先生在我们教信了主，受浸归入主的名下。
The husband was baptized and believed in the Lord in our
church. 尼克森到中国去的时候。Nixon.
Oh, when Nixon went to China.
哦，他是这个会吹笛了，他就在他的面前吹这个笛。
And he was playing flute in front of Nixon.
但是虽然是有这个本事，没有钱啊。
Even though he has talent, but not enough money.
所以当我们宣布要盖礼拜买礼拜堂或者盖礼拜堂的时候，有一天上午礼拜天
，One morning,
他拿了一个信封给我。
He came with an envelope.
我告诉你，就这一个 envelope 给我们很大很大的鼓励。
And this envelope was a great encouragement to us.
就把这个教会盖起来。
And this church was able to build.
在人看觉得不可能。
People think it's impossible.
一个信封里头，他大概写了是1500块钱。
Inside the envelope is $1,500.
他说：“圣牧师，这是我们仅有的积蓄。”
Pastor Sun, this is.All we had.
那是1989年了。
1989。
凡是来到这里的都很穷苦啊。
they were so poor when they
好像我们从台湾来的留学生一样的了，很苦啊。
Many overseas students from Taiwan
also very poor. 靠奖学金，靠奖学金。
They would live on scholarships.
That the sum 外面写了六个字。
One wrote a few words outside.
一块砖。
A brick.
一片瓦。
A piece of brick.
里面一千。大概说一千块钱或者一千五百
，$1,000 or
$1,500。我现在就忘记了，把奉献出来。
Then this was offered。
这人看起来只有五个饼，两条鱼。
People say it's only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish。
能使五千多个人吃饱吗
？How can you feed 5,000
people？ 不可能
，impossible。
但是他奉献给主。
And yet they offer to Jesus.
仅有的弟兄姐妹不像不像现在从大陆来的都是拿了现钞，不一箱一箱的现钞来的呀。
Unlike those who come China, they have luggages of cash.
那个时候是非常艰难的。
At that time was very difficult.
1,500是他们仅有的积蓄，他就拿出来以后，上面写了六个字：一块砖，一片。
One piece of brick, one piece of shingle. 礼拜
天上会以后，我把它打开，我几乎眼泪就流出来了。
When I opened the envelope, my tears came out.
虽然只有五个饼两条鱼。
Only the 5 loaves of fish, a loaf of bread and 2 fish.
奉献给上帝的时候。
But this was offered to God.
我就开始做了一个函数表。
Then we have this picture to show.
建堂奉献的函数表。
Then we have this picture to show how much church
building fund was there. 我相信你们在旧堂的弟兄姐妹还记得。
Those who attended the old church would remember.
这个函数表就告诉我们弟兄姐妹奉献的进度。
This was a thermometer to show how much offering was there.
我下面写了一块瓦，一块砖，一片瓦，在下面。
We wrote down a piece of brick, a piece of shingle.
多少的弟兄姐妹因着这个受了影响。
Many people were influenced by this.
受了感动。
They were moved.
今到最后，我们能够把这个礼拜堂盖起来，700万，到搬进来的时候完全不见。
We were able to build this church with $7 million.
We moved. 在人看起来，it's impossible.
People in eyes, it's impossible.
只有1,500块钱开始。
We started with $1,500.
700万的礼拜堂怎么能够盖起来
？How can build a $7 million church？
弟兄姐妹们，问题就是说，你愿意不愿意拿出来给主
？The question is, are you willing to offer to God？
耶和华上帝对摩西说：“
我要你去。”I'm going to send you.
我是什么人
？Who am I？
我是。这口本事的，我不会讲。
I'm not eloquent. I can't speak well.
我也没有能力。
I have no ability.
怎么要我去呢
？Why do you want me to go？
他手里拿一个什么
？He took a staff.
一根杖。
He had a staff, a rod.
这个牧羊人有杖嘛
？Shepherd would have a rod.
你手里拿什么
？Staff.
他说我一根杖。
I have a staff.
拿来给我。
Give it to me.
就扔在地上。
He threw on the ground.
他一扔。
Threw on the ground.
这个杖变成什么？
变成个蛇了，
然后他把蛇的尾巴一抓，又回来，又变了一个蟑螂。
Then he took the serpent and it became staff again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，听了，这个不稀奇。
That's not.
但是如果你去看这一段圣经呢，在我记得不错的话，第十节，摩西拿着这个杖是什么杖？他说蛇的杖。
When Jesus took up the staff back, it's a staff of God.
是摩西的杖。
It's the staff of Moses.
交给上帝。
He gave it to God.
成为上帝的杖。
He became a staff
圣经告诉我们说，成为上帝的杖。
This became a staff of God.
弟兄姐妹们，你肯不肯将你有的时间？
But the sister, you wouldn't
将你的智慧。
Your opportunities.
将你的财富。
Your possessions.
将你的光阴。
In your time.
为了要满足很多人心灵的需求，你奉献给他。
In order to satisfy the desires of many people,
拿过来给我。
Give it to me.
不是给孙亚涵。
Not to Pastor Sun.
那是给谁啊
？To give it to.
那是给主耶稣。
To give Jesus.
第三件事，我时间没有了。
My time is short.
我已经过了时间嘛。
My time is short. I passed my time.
我下面还有好多耶。
And many other points.
你要我夸夸奖还是到这里停止了？你说嘛，你好像耶稣从中午讲到晚上了。
Jesus spoke from noon until night.
弟兄姐妹，我讲的很快讲啊。
I speak very quickly.
不仅是把这个五个饼两条鱼交给耶稣的时候，对不对？
Only the five loaves bread, two fish given to Jesus.
大家对不对？
Is that right?
好，请听好。耶稣拿这个饼和杯的时候，饼和鱼的时候，他就望着天，就祝福了。
Jesus took the bread and fish and look up heaven and
不仅是祝福了
，and gave thanks，
而且感恩了
，give thanksgiving。
所以你可以看见你圣经里面四个不同的版本，就是说耶稣感谢，耶稣也感恩。
Jesus said thanks and
也祝福，祝福了以后，圣经说
bless the bread，
就递给门徒。
He gave it to the disciples.
为什么递给他？
Why did he give it to the disciples?
啊？
Why?
啊？弟兄姐妹，这个关键在这里。
This is important.
递给门徒以后，我敢相信圣经里面虽然没有记载，有一句话耶稣说。
I'm sure Jesus says one sentence.
虽然我加上去了啊，已经是这个样子。圣经说，递给他们，然后说分给他们。
Jesus must have said, distribute to the people.
所以门徒们拿到这个饼
，the disciple took the bread.
这个鱼
，fish.
经过耶稣祝福了
，after blessing by Jesus.
经过耶稣的恩膏了
，because anointing of Jesus.
又还给他了，又还给。门徒说
，He gave it back to the disciples.
然后他就下了一句话，分给他们。
He said, "Distribute them."
弟兄姐妹，我要让你们看见这个非常重要的一个信息。
I want you to see very important message here.
你我将我们的时间
，give our time，
将我们的智慧
，our wisdom，
将我们的这个时间，将我们的一切奉献给主的时候
，give us we possess to Jesus.
我向你给主没有了。
As if you given to Jesus, nothing left.
但是耶稣说还给我们。
Jesus returned to you.
但还给我们不同哦。
It's different now. After
他就把它不开了。
He had broken it.
不开了。
He broke it.
他还给我们了。
He gave it back to you.
弟兄姐妹，今天你奉献给上帝，你现在口袋里钱还是你的。
Then you gave it to God.
但是经过。上帝的祝福。
But after blessing by God,
你如果把你全人完全奉献给上帝的话，
if you were given possession to God,
你今天有的还是你的，看起来。
What you have is still yours.
但是完全是经过主的祝福，经过主的感恩。
Because it was after God's blessing and God giving His.
如果他们有五个饼两条鱼，要当时没有给耶稣的手的话，没有给耶稣的话，这个还是五个饼两条鱼，就是一个人吃嘛。
If these five loaves of bread and two fish was not given to Jesus, was still five loaves and two fish.
经过了耶稣的手。
After passing through the hand of Jesus,
就不开了。
Jesus broke it.
就分给众人。
And distributed to people.
弟兄姐妹们，这是让我看见第三件事情，耶稣基督的心意是什么？
This made me see what the desired heart of Jesus has.
基督徒使人蒙福了管道途径，那就分。
Okay, if Christians become a channel blessing to other people.
你愿意不愿意分？
Are you willing to share?
你有的经过了主的祝福。
Whatever you have was God's blessing.
经过了主的感谢。
After God's giving thanksgiving.
就经过了主的恩膏。
Because after the anointing of Jesus.
这个饼不再是你的了。
The bread is no longer yours.
这个饼是主的。
And the bread belongs to Jesus.
但是仍旧在你的口袋里头。
But still inside your pocket.
仍在你的身上。
Still with you.
但是你如果分给真的靠着主的恩典，你分出去的话，就不同了。
By the grace of God, if you distribute it, it will be more than enough.
弟兄姐妹们，请听啊！为了时间的缘故，我给你很快看三个结果。
Three results I will share with you quickly.
Three results. 三个，第一个。
First.
当他们拿到主所分给别人，分给他们，他们分了以后，第一个就是众人都什么？吃饱了。
or the people were satisfied, they were full.
这个如果你去看约翰福音的话，按照他们所要的，他们就好像吃buffet了。
According to their need, they were satisfied.
你吃了buffet吧？
You know buffet.
他们就拿buffet了，他们要什么就吃什么，
哎，你要多少就吃多少。
哦，他们都吃饱了。
They were full.
不就是吃饱了？第二件事情
，Second point is
主的荣耀了。
God's received glory.
约翰福音，我们把这个第二点啊，第二点就是约翰福音告诉我们说什么
？Gospel John tells us.
啊，这位是要来的先知啊。
This truly prophet.
所以他们要耶稣在那做王了。
They saw Jesus was the king.
耶稣是弥赛亚，是王。
So Jesus is Messiah, the king.
不是那个时候做王。
It was not king or Messiah that time.
所以当你什么时候，你这个人经过主的不开，经过主的祝福，经过主的感谢，经过主的感恩，我告诉你，你就成为人的祝福。
Then when people were broken, were blessed by God, then you become blessing to other people.
我自己就这样子。
I'm this way myself.
我也曾经跟你们讲过。
I spoke this to you before.
那是这个1952年。
1952.
以前，52年有多少人？
Before 1952.
生的，好多人还没生呢。52年啊。
Many people were not born before 1952.
那个时候我刚刚信主，50年信主了。
I believe in Christ 1950.
那么。五零年信主了以后，这个传道人很好，他就是孙善良。那个时候我叫孙善良，还没叫改孙约翰了，我觉得很善良的孙善良。
My name
is 孙善良。他说
孙约翰，
你好不好？在两个月还三个月，我都忘记了做见证，在台上做见证。
I was told to give a testimony in 2 to 3 months time.
我是做生意的人呐。
I was a businessman.
那个时候我还就19岁这样子。
I was 19 years old.
我就写了。
I start writing.
我是从前什么这么这个人
？What I was like.
吃喝嫖赌都来。
I did all the wrong things.
很坏的一个人。
I was a wicked person.
就这么改变我。
How God changed.
除掉我不好的嗜好，不良的嗜好。
God took away all the bad habits.
我下了很多。时间到了。
Time came.
我坐在台上。
I sat there.
我不敢看人，不敢看人了。那个时候人不多，只有六七十个人，六七对的眼睛都看我耶。
60, 70 people's eyes focused on me when I was making testimony.
我简直是看的是难为情的很。
I felt very ashamed.
然后这个汪弟兄汪传道就说：“现在呢，我们请孙善良做见证，这是我第一次哦。”
And then we asked Mr. Sun to give his testimony.
我写了很多，我写了很多。
I wrote everything down.
我上去讲了。
Went up to speak.
我讲的时候，我这个不晓得手放哪里去了。
I don't know where my hand should be.
放在这里也不好，放在那里后面太久也不好，放在前面也不好。
I don't know where to put in the front or the back.
我在那时候想的，这个如果没这个手多好啊。
And I said, it'd be nice if I were without my hands.
结果我怎么呢？翻圣经了。哎，我有本圣经，从来没有不懂看圣经，我就在那里翻啊。
Then I started to flip through the Bible.
然后眼睛不看你们，看这个钟。
I did not look at people. I look at the clock.
怎么走了那么慢呢？我现在我觉得好快啊！
Now I see the clock going so fast. Then I was so slow.
准备了35分钟的东西，结果是15分钟、18分钟完了。
I prepared something for 35 minutes to finish the 15 minutes.
我坐下去的时候，我从台上走到
I went back to sat down.
我说孙善良，我再不上台做见证。
I said I would never go.
我永远不上台。
I would never go up to the platform.
太惭愧了。
So I feel really embarrassed.
预备了那么多，结结巴巴了，这个手也不晓得怎么放，眼睛不晓得怎么看呢、啊，这个就完了。
I don't know where to put my hands, where I should be focusing. Then it's end.
耶稣说：“你拿开来给我。”
This is open up.
虽然不够，
even though not enough.
虽然不配，
so maybe not worthy.
虽然不能，
maybe not able.
你肯不肯拿给我？
Are you willing to give it to me to use?
弟兄姐妹们啊！我现在拿给你给主的时候，经过了神学，经过了牧羊教会的，我现在在台上就不肯下来了。
And after I've given to Jesus, after the Bible school training, I got up to the
谢谢主
altar platform. I do not want to come down.
然后神借着无用的孩子，能够真又看见很多的人听见福音，信了耶稣。
Through me, many people believe in Christ.
你不知道吗？上个礼拜有一对夫妇。
Last week, a couple.
从 Victoria 来。
They came from Victoria.
他们拿一些礼物给我。
They brought something for me.
就是那一天，我还没有布道，我讲完了以后，那个女的到我这里来，她说：“是不是你能不能帮助我先生就职祷告啊？”
That time, the sister came to me to say, "Can you help my husband to believe in Christ?"
我给她就职祷告以后，这个人就完全开朗了。
And this person, after believing, opened up.
所以上个礼拜他还带礼物来，你看多快乐，你看看啊。
Last week he brought the present.
弟兄姐妹们，第一人的保罗。
First,
第二，他们认识耶稣到底是谁。
They know who Jesus is.
第三。
Third.
我一定要讲。
I will continue.
剩下多少篮？啊？剩下多少
？How many baskets were left？
大家说剩下多少
？How much was left over？
事儿啊，怎么处理啊
？12 basketful. How do you deal with it？
怎么处理啊
？How do you deal with it？
耶稣说：“我有几个门徒啊
？”Jesus, how many disciples are there？
12
disciples.
哎，彼得说正好。
Peter said, "Just right."
我们每个人拿一篮回去。
We'll take one basket.
No, no, no. 耶稣说不，至少一篮要给小孩子。
At least one basketful for the child.
我没有小孩子拿五个饼两个鱼出来的话，那个哪有那么多人剩下来、啊、
？If the child did not bring the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, how can we have so much left over?
我告诉你，我所想的，这个我圣经没记载。
Here's what I'm thinking.
这个耶稣对彼得说，拿一篮，跟个孩子到他的家里去送给他。
Take the basketball and follow the child. Take it home for him.
所以第三件事情我怎么说呢
？So what did I say? The third point.
是，比受更为有福。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
你不要以为说你给，你省事了。我告诉你，上帝要给你的，从天上的窗户打开，要将福分倾覆于你，使你无地可用啊。
Don't think you give, but God will open the floodgates of heaven to pour out His blessings upon you.
六十几年前，我把我自己奉献。
I offered myself over 60 years ago.
虽然我知道这个做传道了真是不容易，生活。
I know to be a pastor is very difficult.
但你看看，我想不想小比赛？
啊？ You think I'm a poor person?
我告诉你啊，上帝是说赐给我是丰丰满满的。
God give me abundantly.
至少我的岁数比你们多。
At least I've lived long.
你岁有什么了不起啊？你岁有什么了不起啊？
四
个岁数有什么了不起啊？我告诉你，我还有四个孩子是十八胎。
I have four children. I have four.
哪里找到了
？Where would you find that?
我跟我那人常常数算主的恩典，感谢。
I really with my wife count the blessings from God.
耶稣是拿过来给我。
Jesus gave me so much.
你愿意不愿意？把你所有的奉献给上帝。
Jesus said, "Are you willing to offer?"
主不要拿走，只要主祝福以后，这个东西是属于上帝的。
And what God has given to you, when you return to God, God will bless you. God would give His blessings to you.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹
，For each one of our brothers and sisters,
我们的心归向上。
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目。有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。